Shalom to all. Today's Avos Machos Daf Nona. We're starting about the fourth line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Me'akam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said Loi Kiru Kevs B'Biker V'Chulu. According to Tanakama, if the Tamshal Shachar was not brought, they still bring the Tamshal Ben Arabayim. However, Reb Shimon argued and said it's not going to be brought. But they both agreed regarding the Ketores that even if the morning Ketores was not brought, the afternoon Ketores was brought. And Amar Reb Shimon said V'Kula Isur Kevs Ben Arabayim. Everything was brought in the afternoon. And then, as we had said in the Mishnah, it seems to be it's continuing with a non sequitur, something that has nothing to do with what we had just spoken about. Because the only way to be mechanech, to inaugurate, to begin the usage of the Mizbeach Hazav is with the Keteres Hasamim. So the Gemara asks, who mentioned anything about inaugurating, about beginning of the usage of the Mizbeach? And the answer is, really something's missing from the Mishnah, and this is really what it's teaching. If the Tamashal Shachar wasn't brought, no bring the afternoon one, again, as according to Reb Shimon. However, when was that said? That's only if the Mizbeach was never inaugurated yet, if it wasn't used at all, so it can't be used the first time for the Tamshal Ben Arbayim. But if the Mizbeach was already used, if it was already inaugurated, then Yakriv Ben Arbayim, the afternoon Talmud, could be brought. And Amar Reb Shimon clarifies, Amasai, when is this? That's only if they weren't able to bring it against their will, or they were Shaygig, Aval Mahayim Zidin. But if they're Mazid, they Dafka didn't bring the Tamshal Shachar, like Riva Kevas Biker, like Riva Ben Arbayim, if they didn't bring it in the morning, they're not allowed to bring it in the afternoon. However, like Tir Kataris Biker, Yaktir Ben Arbayim, if they didn't bring the Kataris in the morning, they still bring it in the afternoon. So first thing is regarding the Tamid Ben Arimili, how do we know this? How do we know that the Tamid Shal Shachar has to be the first Tamid that's brought on the Mizbeach, and we can't bring the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim as the first one? That's because Tanur Banu, we have a brayso. So the Pasuk tells us, Vesa Keves Hasheni Tase Ben Arbayim, and the second Keves shall be done in the afternoon. What do we learn from here? Sheni Ben Arbayim, Volei Rishen Ben Arbayim. The second one is brought in the afternoon, not the first one. However, when was it said? Shalani Shanacha Mizbeach. That's only if the Mizbeach never underwent Chinuch, if it was never inaugurated, it wasn't used yet at all. Avon Shanacha Mizbeach, if there was ready chinuch on the Mizbeach, afilu rishen ben arbayim, even the first tamid that's being brought that day is allowed to be done in the afternoon because they already previously brought a tamid shel shachar on the Mizbeach some other day. Brayso continues, Amar Shimon, Shimon says, Amasai, when is this? Bizman shayu anus mashagin. That's only if it was against their will or they were shagig, and that's why they didn't bring the tamid shel shachar. Avim ahayu mezidin. But if they were mezid, like Rebbe Kev's biker, like Rebbe Ben Arbayim, if they didn't bring in the morning, they cannot bring the afternoon one. However, like Tiruk Tarz biker, Tiruk Ben Arbayim, if they didn't bring the Tarz in the morning, they still bring it in the afternoon. So the Gemara asks, just because the Kehanim sinned and the Dafka didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Mizbeach should still be batel? Why is it the Mizbeach's fault that the Kehanim did something wrong? And because of that, the Mizbeach is not going to get the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So Amar Rava, Rava clarifies, this really was being said, they, the Kehanim who Dafka didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they're not allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. But other Kehanim, they are allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. That's what we're talking about. Of course, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is going to be brought. It's just those Kehanim, they were lackadaisical about the Tamid Shel Shachar, they can't bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Now, like Tir Kataris Rabbiker, Yak Tir Ben Arbayim, if they didn't bring the Kataris in the morning, they could actually bring it in the afternoon. And why is that? The Kim Delay Shchicha, this is very uncommon. The Kataris itself is not a very common thing to be brought, at least in comparison to the Tamidim. The Tamid and the Kataris are brought every single day. The Tamid is an Oila, and Oilas are brought multiple times a day, as opposed to the Kataris is only brought once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and that's it. And also, Uma Asra, it makes the Kehanim wealthy. This we see sourced in other places. It was a school of Ashiros, the one who brought the Kataris. So Chaviv Lahu is very beloved to them, Volei Pashi, and they're not negligent regarding it. So if it does so happen to be that there was a unique situation that the Kohen was negligent regarding the morning Ketores, that's not something we have to make a takana about in order to prevent in the future, because as we just said, it's not Shchiach, and it makes the Kehanim wealthy, so this is something that's very rare, and there's no reason to make a knas that you're not allowed to bring it in the afternoon, as opposed to the Tamid, which is something which is Shchiach, and it's not a school of Rashiros, so there actually is a real fear that the Kehanim will continue to be Paishea with it, so if they were Paishea in the morning, they're not allowed to bring it in the afternoon. We continue discussing, the Mishnah said, Amar Shimon, Shimon told us, V'kula ha'isur kriv ben arbayim, all the Kataris are going to be brought in the afternoon, She'im ha'chanchan zah mizbeach ha'zav, el Kataris ha'sam, shal ben arbayim v'chulu. Then we ask on this day, V'atanya, we have a brass that says the exact opposite, V'kataris ha'sam, shal shachar. They were only mechanech, the mizbeach ha'zav, with the Kataris that's brought in the morning, not the Kataris that's brought in the afternoon. Our answer is tanoi, it's mechalik tanoim. One says this, one says that. And Amar Abayi clarifies, Mistabra k'manda amar, V'kataris ha'sam, shal ben arbayim. It's more logical to say, look, the mandamar of our Mishnah, that the mizbeach ha'zav is nischanech, it becomes inaugurated, its first usage is with the afternoon Ketores. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, ba-biker, be-tivas ha-neiris yak-tireno, that every single morning, when he cleans out the neiris, which means when he's cleaning out the menorah from the wicks that burned overnight, that's when he should be makter the Ketores of the morning. Now, ilav d'avet hadlaka me'urta, hatav b'tzafra meheicha. If the menorah was not lit in the evening, meaning the afternoon prior, so then how would he possibly be cleaning out the menorah in the morning? Obviously, the menorah was lit at night, and by the lighting of the menorah at night, it says the Ketores should be brought. So if the first avoida of the menorah is is obviously going to be at night. So that means that the first Ketores is also at night. Now, Ulamanda Amar Ketores Asam Shal Shachar. What about the other Manda Amar? The Chanukah Mizbech HaZav is with the morning Ketores. Gamar Mizbech HaOyla. He learns from Mizbech HaOyla, which is the regular Mizbech. Malalon B'tamid Shal Shachar. Just like as we said before, the Mizbech HaOyla is in Schanech with the morning Tamid. Avkan Ketores Asam Shal Shachar. So to the Mizbech HaZav, his first usage is with the Ketores of the morning. We continue. The Mishnah said, V'lo Shulchan El B'lachem Upon B'Shabbes. The Shulchan is only inaugurated. It's only Nischanech with the Lechem Upon him on Shabbos. Now the Gemara tries to make a deal from this. El B'chol Ichinuche Yehud LeMechanech. That's mashma that during the week we're not able to be mechanech the Shulchan. We can't begin its usage. It just simply doesn't happen except for on Shabbos. However, that's mashma Hagadushe Mikdash that it is Mekadesh the Lechem. The Lechem Upon him was put on the Shulchan before Shabbos. That it is Mekadesh the Lechem Upon him and attains its elevated status of Kedushas Agof. But we know that's not true. It only happens on Shabbos. So how do we reconcile this? Our answer is we misunderstood the Mishnah. He gufa k'mash milan. The Mishnah itself is teaching us the chinuch v'kiddush the shulchan b'shabbos hu, that the chinuch and the kiddush of the shulchan is on Shabbos, which again means that the inauguration, the first usage of the shulchan, and also its ability to be mekadesh lechem upon him, all happens on Shabbos. And how do we know this? Kiktan yisefa, just like the Mishnah teaches at the end. What's the last statement of the Mishnah? V'lois ha-menorah el b'shivan yirseh ben arbayim, and the menorah is only neschanech with the seven neiros in the afternoon, and that's obviously referring to the actual lighting of the seven neiros in the afternoon. And so by that same token, when we're talking about the shulchan in the Mishnah, it's referring to the lechem being placed on the shulchan on Shabbos, and that's when its kiddush happens. And we can discuss in the Ketores, Tanur Rabbanan, we have somewhat of a cryptic braisa. Zeu Ketores she'also liyachid al mizbech chitzon v'yiras she'ahisa. This is a Ketores that was brought for an individual on the outer mizbech, which is the regular mizbech ha'ayla, and that was yiras she'ah. That was just a psak for that point in time. It wasn't for any other time. Now, what's this referring to? Heicha asked the Gemara. So Amar Rav Papa explains b'nesiim. This is talking about the nesiim, which is by the inauguration of the Mishkan. As we know from Parshas Nasai, the nesiim all had a day that they brought special karbanos, and as the Torah clearly tells us, that every single nasi brought the same exact karban, and part of it was kaf achas asar zav melea ketores. So they brought the ketores, which is a yachid bringing ketores, and those were on the mizbeach chitzon on the outer mizbeach. So we try to make a diuk from this braisa, and it's a double diuk. Ella yachid on mizbeach chitzon hu delay. As much as the yachid bring ketores on the outer mizbeach, that's something that's not allowed to be done except for when the nesiim did it. Ha, however, al mizbeach hapanimi makriv, as mashma that a yachid is allowed to give ketores for the inner mizbeach. Vesu, and furthermore, al mizbeach chitzon yachid hu delay. It's also mashma from this first braisa that a yachid is not allowed to bring ketores on the outer mizbeach. Ha tzibur mikravu, but that would be mashma that tzibur would be allowed to bring ketores on the outer mizbeach. So again, we have these two different diukim that a yachid is allowed to bring on the inner mizbeach and that tzibur is allowed to bring on the outer mizbeach. How the Gemara says these diukim don't make sense because v'tanya you have a braisa that stipulates clearly yachol yeh yachid misnadevu mevi kiyatzib banadava. You might think that an individual can be misnadev. He just donate and bring ketores like this as a nadava, meaning you just bring ketores. And v'karyani ba, I would say about him, that which comes out of your lips, you shall guard and you shall do, which is basically the pasuk saying that if a person makes a neder, he's going to do something, he has to make sure to do it. So if he makes a neder, he's going to bring ketores. We might say that he actually is allowed to bring that ketores. And so to that, Tamil Nebu pasuk says, loy salu olav ketores zara, you shall not bring on it, which is referring to the inner mizbeach, a foreign ketores. And furthermore, says the braisa, yachol, you might think, loy hey yachin mevi, a yachin individual can't bring ketores, shein mevi chavasa kiyatziba, because he never has a chayv which is like this. There's no situation where an individual has to bring ketores that you would be able to learn from there, that even if he wants to donate ketores, he'd be allowed to do that. So that makes sense to totally exclude a yachin from bringing ketores. No, based on top, aval, however, says the braisa, tzibur, yehe mevi, you might think that tzibur should be allowed to donate ketores, shein mevi chayv kiyatziba, because it does have to bring as a chayv every single day the ketores that's brought in the base of Mikdash is the tzibur's ketores. So you might think, just like the tzibur has ketores that they bring as a chayv, they should be able to bring as a donation as well. So Tamalamer to that, the pasuk says, loy salu, you, plural, shall not bring up. Mashma, even the tzibur is not to bring ketores as a nedava. Now, yachol, you might think, lo yalom zbeach ha-pnimi, avo yalom zbeach ha-chitzoin, that the tzibur is not allowed to donate ketores for the inner mizbeach, but they're allowed to donate ketores for the outer mizbeach. Tamalamer. So to that, the pasuk says, as shemen ha-mishchav as ketores ha-samim l'kaidesh, k'chol asher tzivisicha yasu. And what do we learn from here? Ein l'cha el ha-masha'ar be'inyin, you only have that which is stated in the pasuk, and therefore we're clearly excluding tzibur from bringing a donated ketores. So it's very obvious from this braisa that the two diukim we made from the first braisa are incorrect. How do we reconcile that though? So Amar Papa, Papa clarifies, Loim Bayaka Amar, the first braisa is just telling us a Loim Baya. In other words, we have to fill in words before we even start reading the first braisa. Loim Baya Tzibur al Mizbeach Chitzon, Deloy Ashkechon. You don't even have to say that a Tzibur is not to bring Ketores for the outer Mizbeach, because we never find such a situation. And Veloim Baya Yachin al Mizbeach HaPnimi, Deloy Ashkechon. You don't even have to say that an individual can't bring Ketores on the inner Mizbeach, because we don't find such a thing either. Ella, and And here comes in the Braisa, afilu yachinam mizbeach achitzon, even an individual bringing k'tayras on the outer mizbeach, you might think that that's okay, the ashkan b'nasiyim, because we find that by the nasiyim, and they brought k'tayras on the outer mizbeach, don't think that you could do that in a regular situation, because as the Braisa had said, hoiras shah haisa, that was a psak for that point in time for Chanukah Mishkan, but for all subsequent generations, it's not allowed. So there's no steer between the first and second Braisas. And also another Mishnah, chavite kohen gadol, the chavitin of the kohen gadol. Let's just pause and explain what this is. So the kohen gadol, every single day, had to bring what we call a minchas chavitin. That's what we're going to see in a moment, was any sarin of flour, and half it was brought in the morning, half of it was brought in the afternoon. And here the Mishnah in Gemara discusses the fine details of exactly how that works out. So the Mishnah continues, loy hayubayin chatzayin, it wasn't brought in halves, it wasn't brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon, el mevi isarin shalem, he brings a full isarin, v'chaytseyu, and that's split in half. Makar mechzav v'baykar mechzav ben arbayim, half is going to be brought as a mincha in the morning, and half is going to be brought as a mincha in the afternoon. It's not brought from his house in two separate halves, he brings the full isarin, and then it's split. Now here you have some troubleshooting. The Kohen Gadol brought half in the morning, and then Umeis, he died. Umeir Kohen Achar Tachtov, and already that day, they appointed another Kohen Gadol in his place. Lo Yavi Chetzi Yisarin Beisoy. He doesn't just bring half of an Yisarin from his house for the afternoon, and also V'Chetzi Yisarin Asharishoyin. He doesn't bring the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's. Elo Mevi Yisarin Shalem. He brings a full Yisarin from his house. That's the new Kohen Gadol. V'Chetzeyu, he cuts it in half. Makrav Mechzoy, he brings half of it. Umechzo Aved, and half of it's destroyed. Nimtzu Shnei Chatzoyin Kreven, Shnei Chatzoyin Avdin. Turns out the two halves are brought, and two halves are destroyed. The first half of the first Kohen Gadol's and the second half of the second Kohen Gadol's are brought, and the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's and the first half of the second Kohen Gadol's are going to be destroyed. I think Gemara tells us Tanabana, we have a brass which discusses this further. Ilu never mincha machtzes, if the pasuk would have said mincha machtzes, Hayisi Amra, I would say, maybe chatzi yisarim beisa shachres umakriv, he brings half an yisarim from his house in the morning and is makriv that, and then chatzi yisarim beisa arvis umakriv, another half yisarim he brings from his house in the evening and he's makriv that. Tambalimer, but the pasuk says, machatzi saba baikru, machatzi saba erev, half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. What do we learn from here? Mechza mishalim humakriv, half of the whole which is being brought. Haketzad, how do we understand this? Maybe yisarin shalim, he brings a full yisarin in the morning, v'chadseyu, and that's split in half. Umakriv mechza baikr mechza ben arbayim, he's makriv half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Now let's say nitma mechza shabayin arbayim, oy sha'avad, the half that was supposed to be brought in the afternoon either became tamei or got lost. Yachol yavi chatzi yisarin beisoy, arvis v'yakriv, you might think that he just brings another half yisarin from his house in the afternoon as makar of that. Tamalarim, so the pasuk says, machatzi saba baiker, machatzi saba erev, half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon. Mechza mishalim hu mevi, he brings half from a hole. Haketzad, so how does he take care of it in this situation? Mevi isarin shalim beisai, he brings another full isarin from his house. V'chaytseyu, he splits it in half. Umakar mechza, he brings half of it. Umechza aved, and half it has to be destroyed. Nimtzu, turns out, shnei chatzayim krevim, shnei chatzayim avudin. The two halves are brought and two halves are lost. The first half of the morning one and the second half of the afternoon one are brought, and then the other two halves are destroyed. And again, this is all from the same Kohen Gadol. Now the Braisa brings the situation of our Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Sheker Mechza Shachres Umeis, the Kohen Gadol brought half of it in the morning and then he died. Uminu Achar Tachtov, and they appointed a new Kohen Gadol in his place that very same day. Yachol Yavi Chatzi Yisarim Beisoy Oy Chatzi Yisarim Shal Rishon, you might think that he brings half from his house or the other half of the previous Kohen Gadol. Tamalim, so the pasuk says, and over here we have a different drasha than we had before. Uma Chatzi Saba Erev, this drasha focuses on the extra vav over here. Instead of saying Machzi Saba Baiker Machzi Saba Erev, it says Umachzi Saba Erev. And actually, Vav tells us that even if it's a brand new Kohen Gadol, by the time the evening comes around, still, Mechza Mishalim Humevi Umakriv, he has to bring half from a hole, and that's what he's Makriv. Haketzad, so how do we do this? Maybe Yisarin Shalem, the new Kohen Gadol, brings a full Yisarin from his house, Vechatseyu, he splits it in half, Umakriv, and he brings half of it, Umechza Aved, and half it's destroyed. Nimtzu, turns out, Shnei Chatzayin Ovdin, Shnei Chatzayin Kraven, two halves are destroyed, and two halves are going to be brought. Now, we continue discussing this specifically in regards to these halves, which are going to be destroyed. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, a teacher of taught in front of Rav Nachman, Mechza Rishon Umechza Sheni, the half of the first Kohen Gadol who had then died, and half of the second Kohen Gadol, meaning this new Kohen Gadol, to Ibur Tzurasan. We have to wait for Ibur Tzura, which means we have to let it stay overnight, then it becomes 100% possible, V'yitzel Beis Asreifa, and then it's brought out to be burned. In other words, even though it can't be brought, it's still not considered 100% possible, so it can't be burned right now. We have to wait for Ibur Tzura, and only then we could burn it. So Amar Rav Nachman asked him, especially Rishon Ichzila Krava, we understand the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's that was technically right for being brought. It was able to be used, but then the Kohen Gadol died. So it's not 100% possible because it's not considered a psul haguf. It's not an inherent psul in it. It's just because the Kohen Gadol died. That's why it can't be brought. And that's why we have to wait for Ibur Tzura to make sure it has a psul haguf, 100% inherent psul. El Sheni Lomalei Ibur Tzura. But the first half of the second Kohen Gadol's, why do we have to have Ibur Tzura? May Karl Ibud Kaasi. Already from the outset, it was going to be destroyed because the moment the second Kohen Gadol got appointed, he only had the afternoon one one to bring, and so of course half of it was automatically pasul, so it should be able to be burned right away. It must be, says Rav Nachman Dar Mil Chamani, who told you this brisa? Tanya de Rabba Ravuahu. It was brisa taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabba Ravuah. The Amri holds afilu pigel toni betsura, even pigel, which has an inherent psul aguf, it still requires ibur tsura, and that's why this brisa says that both halves of this chavitin would require ibur tsura. However, Rav Ashi answers no. Afilu tamar rabbanon. We could even say this is going shitas rabbanon, and the reason why the first half of the second kohen gadol's needs ibur tsura and it doesn't have an inherent psul is because kivan de beinu de palgi behu, since at the time that he split it, because remember this brand new kohen gadol had to bring a full yisarn from his house and split it into two halves. So when he was splitting it, ibay hai makriv. If you want to bring this half, he could have brought it. If you want to bring the other half, he could have brought it. Even though the lashon we've been using in explaining the Gemara was the first half and the second half of the second kohen gadol's, there wasn't really a first and second half because again he's only able to bring one half. So when he splits his full yisarn into two, he technically could bring either half, and therefore mechsa chazu, the remaining half really was considered roy to be brought as chavitin, and therefore it requires ibur tsura because it doesn't have an inherent psul. We continue discussing itmar was stated chavitin kohen gadol ketz and oisar son. How are these chavitin kohen gadol done? So Rabbi Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan oife v'achach metagna. First it's baked and then it's fried. In Rav Asi Amar Chanina, he tells us metagna v'achach oifa. First it's fried, then it's baked. So they both agree that the chavitin kohen gadol has to be both fried and baked. The question is which one comes first. Rabbi Chibar Abba, he says kavasi didim stabra. It's more logical to say like me. Why is that? Because the pasuk regarding the chavitin says tufine. That was an interesting lashon. How do we understand it? Says Rav Chibar Abba, te ofena na'e, bake it nicely. And if you fry it before baking it, that means that when it's being baked, it's not very nice because it has the oil on it. Maybe it's a little bit black from the frying. So it must be that we first bake it, then it's baked very nicely, and only then it's fried. Whereas Rav Asi Omer, he says kavasi didim stabra. It's actually more logical to say like me. Why is that? Because the very same pasuk tufine tells us what te ofena na. It shall be baked partially raw. That's what na means. Na means partially cooked, partially raw, and the only way to get that is by frying it. That first it's fried, and only then it's baked. And actually, this is the Gemara Ketanoi. It's Machalek Ketanoim. The pasuk tells us tufine. The Tanakam explains this to mean teofena na. It shall be baked partially raw, which means first it has to be fried, and only then it's baked. Whereas Rabbi Yomer, he says teofena na. It's baked nicely, which means first it's baked, and only then it's fried. And Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, he says teofena raba. It's baked with lots of bakings. Islay na ve islay na. Na'ah, he holds of both, which means first it has to be baked, because that's teofena na'ah, then it has to be fried, but then it needs a lot of bakings, so after it's fried, it's baked again. And then also we have mesh over there, chavite kohen gadol, lishasan marichasan vafiyasan bifnim, it's lisha, which means it's kneading, aricha, which means shaping of the loaves, and afia, which means baking of them, that's done bifnim, it's done inside the azara. And v'doichas ha-shabbos, it is doichas ha-shabbos. The question is, immediately, how do we know that? So Rav Huni explains, that's because the pasuk tells us, tufine, we learn from here, teofena na'ah. It shall be baked nicely. And ve'i afala me'asmal, if it's going to be baked yesterday, meaning it was going to be baked before Shabbos, in shafala, that's going to cause it to be swelled, meaning when it's exposed to air, waiting for Shabbos, that's going to cause it to swell or puff up, and me'mela become stale, and that's not going to be considered te'ofena na'a. That's how we know it has to be baked on Shabbos. However, Maskar Rav Yosef asks on this logic, aim of the kavash lebi arka. So why don't I just say that he's supposed to bake it erev Shabbos, and then wrap it in yarek, which either means greens or vegetables, basically to prevent the air from getting to it. Now, nowadays, that would mean putting it in a Ziploc bag or something like that, wrapping it in saran wrap, and so it still would be able to be na'ah on Shabbos, so that's not a good raya, how we know it's allowed to be baked on Shabbos and not beforehand. Therefore, the Be'er B'Shmal Tana, the Be'er B'Shmal was taught, the Pasuk says, te'aseh, it shall be made. What do we learn from here? Vafil b'Shabbos ta'aseh, it should even be made on Shabbos, vafil b'Tumah, it could even be made in a state of Tumah. Now, Abaye Amar, Abaye gives a different answer, how we know it's allowed to be made on Shabbos. Amar Kah, because the Pasuk says, soilas mincha tamid, a soil of mincha that's tamid, and what do we learn from here, Nun Alpha, Nun Alpha on the top, Harehi Kaminchas Tamidin, it's just like a mincha that's brought along with the Karban Tamid, and just like the Karban Tamid is brought on Shabbos, and its mincha as well is brought on Shabbos, so too, the Minchas Chavitim is going to be brought on Shabbos, meaning it's even going to be baked on Shabbos. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with yet another answer of how we know that the Minchas Chavitim is allowed to be baked on Shabbos, and there's going to be a whole discussion about it, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.